Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Trot Nixon. Batting second. The first baseman, Jose Offerman. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Everett. Batting fourth. The DH, Manny Ramirez. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dante Bichette. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Shea Hillenbrand. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chris Steins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Lansing. Batting ninth. The catcher, Doug Mirabelli. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, David Cohn. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting fourth. The DH, Juan Gonzalez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting 7th. The left fielder, Russell Branyan. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting 9th. The catcher, Ed Taubensi. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Burba. And now, play ball. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Branyan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Offerman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Everett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Everett for the out. Offerman moves to second. 2 outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lansing fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Shea Hillenbrand is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hillenbrand is hit by the pitch. Chris Steins is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Steins hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Lansing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansing hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Hillenbrand moves to second. Doug Mirabelli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mirabelli hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Vizquel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty Cordova batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Thome moves to second. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Branyan takes first base on ball 4. Thome moves to third. Cordova moves to second. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman takes first base on ball 4. Thome scores. Cordova moves to third. Branyan moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Ed Taubensee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Taubensee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cordova scores. Branyan moves to third. Fryman moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lofton strikes out. 2 outs. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Branyan scores. Fryman scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Offerman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alomar for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Offerman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Offerman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Offerman for the out. 2 outs. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Everett is 0-for-1 in the game. Everett hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hillenbrand fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thome hits a fly ball into left field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cordova hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Branyan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Branyan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ramirez for the out. 1 out. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bichette is 0-for-1 in the game. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burbo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Shea Hillenbrand is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hillenbrand is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hillenbrand is hit by the pitch. Chris Steins is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Steins is 0-for-1 in the game. Steins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hillenbrand moves to third. Mike Lansing is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lansing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lansing takes first base on ball 4. Steins moves to second. Doug Mirabelli batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mirabelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Mirabelli takes first base on ball 4. Hillenbrand scores. Steins moves to third. Lansing moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Verba scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nixon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fryman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Taubensee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taubensee is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Taubensee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fryman moves to third. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Taubensee moves to second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Lofton moves to second. 2 outs. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bichette. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Lofton scores. Vizquel goes all the way around to score. Alomar moves to third. It's 6-1, Indians. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards first. Offerman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Offerman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Offerman strikes out. 1 out. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Everett is 0-for-2 in the game. Everett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Todd Erdo's now pitching. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thome hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hillenbrand settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cordova hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Offerman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Branyan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Branyan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bichette is 0 for 2 in the game. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizcal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Shea Hillenbrand is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hillenbrand is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Hillenbrand hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Stein's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stein's is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stein's hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fryman is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ed Taubensy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taubensy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Taubensy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lofton hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-1, Indians. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Vizquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Offerman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alomar for the out. Vizquel moves to second. Two outs. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Everett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Lansing is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lansing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lansing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Mirabelli is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mirabelli is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mirabelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Trot Nixon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nixon is 0 for 3 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Alan McDill now pitching. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thome is called out on strikes. 1 out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Branyan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Branyan hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fryman hits a line drive towards third. Hillenbrand reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Rocker now pitching. Jose Offerman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Offerman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Offerman takes first base on ball 4. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Everett is 0-for-3 in the game. Everett strikes out. 1 out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-3 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. 2 outs. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Offerman moves to second. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Offerman moves to third. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Offerman scores. It's 8-2, Indians. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bichette is 0-for-3 in the game. Bichette takes first base on ball 4. Shea Hillenbrand batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hillenbrand is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Hillenbrand takes first base on ball 4. Bichette moves to second. Dennis Baez now pitching. Chris Stein's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stein's is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stein's hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Taubensy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Taubensy is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Taubensy is called out on strikes. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lansing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hillenbrand fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ricardo Rincon now pitching. Mike Lansing is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lansing is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Lansing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Doug Mirabelli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mirabelli is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mirabelli hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Indians. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nixon is 0-for-4 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Offerman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Offerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.